Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We bless your holy name. Can we lift our hands to heaven this moment? Come on. Do so with the whole of your heart. Blessing. Blessing. Lavish gratitude on him. Yeah. Be truly grateful. Be truly grateful. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. There is none like you. Can we truly mean it? Giving thanks is not a way to while time. No. It must be genuine and true. Do so, everyone. Do so, everyone. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Eshe Oluwa, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever. Come on, loud and clear, everyone.
We bless you, Lord. You are holy.
You are holy.
And forever you are God.
One more time.
We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are.
Lift your hands where you are and just give God praise. Bless him. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Please be seated for a while. Sit down for a while. Amen. Now let me quickly say this. When God plants you in a family, one of the most important things to do is to discern the prophetic moment of the family. Is that clear? It's to discern it. The prophetic seasons of that family. One of the things that does is that it helps you to do the right things at the right time. Is that clear? What did I say? It helps you to do the right, because, listen, shifting is largely not about the ability to say amen, but about the ability to be rightly positioned. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Isaac said to Esau, go and get me a venison that my soul may bless you, then die. But Rebekah was positioned where she could hear it. Jacob was positioned where he could hear the mother. Jacob was not positioned where he could hear the father, but he was positioned where he could hear the one who can hear the father. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so it's a long chain of right positioning. You'll be rightly positioned. You see, you didn't say that amen well. Are you following what I'm saying here? The importance of you being here at the point that we are just commencing here is that you have the opportunity to have shifted within the next couple of weeks. Do you understand what I'm saying here? All right? Because I tell you stuff. Are you following what I'm saying here? I like the fact that when I say it under God, you see it come to pass. I love what it does to your faith. So I tell you other ones. Is that clear now? I told you we resume building with immediate effect. You are the one asking, how will these things be? Just watch. Okay? You are the phase where what you need built is your faith. So just watch. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm saying again, you'll be rightly positioned. Amen. That amen didn't sound like it. Amen. You'll be rightly positioned. Amen. Now, when you guys were ministering the choir ministration, I just sensed the need in my heart to bless you. All right? Because, now listen, we're in a world that is largely intellectual. And the belief system of the world is that prosperity is by the ability to do things by yourself. Those who are smart and intelligent. But the Bible said that they that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Are you following what I'm saying here? God is still the lifter of men. Alright? And I just sense the need for that to be demonstrated this morning. Today's date is what? Alright, 20th of August, 2023. That's the day pronouncement came. Okay? Now, and I'm saying this for the record, because this word will not fall to the ground. If you know what I'm saying here. Now, it is coming from the depth of my heart. Stretch your hands towards this individual. These words won't drop. They will come to pass. Okay? I see God shifting you materially. Now, and that's a very important one. Alright? So that the giftings and the grace of God upon your life will not have the corresponding finance to push it. Are you following what I'm saying here? And one of the blessings coming upon you today is that God is going to bring you into circles you've always wanted to be in. Not as a way of validation, but to show you that He's lifting you. And when you get into those places, many of them will say, we have been waiting for you. Okay? And as answer laid upon you today, I command a new season of supernatural shift. It is brand new experience from today. I alter the natural frequency of your life. And I bring you into a new supernatural flow of the Spirit. And I command and I speak to the foundations of your life. Shift. Again, I speak to the foundations of your existence. Shift. By the finger of God. Now let the grace of God that punctures the glory in any atmosphere sit upon you now. Okay? Stand behind them. That as I speak, there is a grace that it doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is. When you open your vocal cord to sing, God's glory sit there. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I command that, that grace sit now. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally, as you speak fire in the name of Jesus. You speak fire. It is a brand new season of new exploits in the name of Jesus by the fingers of the Lord. It is sealed and nothing can stop it in Jesus' name. Now, I'd like for you all to be very, very sensitive. This is a very prophetic season. Okay? We don't have to carry these things everywhere else except here. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You must be rightly positioned. You must be what? Rightly positioned. Now, there is something called hunger. It is not a system of physical request. It is of the heart. Okay? If that heart yearns, it can rechannel the order of a service in your direction. Are you following what I'm saying here? And hunger is a blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? Stretch your hands towards this individual. Something I see like an electric wave. Yeah, that's the wave of the Spirit. And it sit upon your life and find expression. It's a new season. God asked me to speak that word. It won't fall to the ground. Okay? It's bringing you into a realm where you will not lack the finance to push the giftings and the grace upon your life. Take it now by the hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus. It's a new season. These words won't fall to the ground. In Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Amen, amen. Now, listen. Okay. Please be seated. Be seated. God said, I will do a new thing. It will spring forth. Amen. He said He's going to do a new thing. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? He's going to do a new thing. Okay, so get set for it. Let me say this to you. I didn't come as a man who is testing the mic. I know specifically what God has sent us to do in this city. All right? The times and seasons accorded to us. And what God will have me do. That one, you press into a true prayer. Long prayer. You don't come into a place with 100% knowledge of God's will. You have to keep pursuing Him to know the will. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, listen and listen very well. I am too aware. I am too aware that those who are pastored here will become a reference point. Now, you can't take that from me. Okay? I am too aware that both spiritually and in all areas, there's going to be another layer. There's a season a man gets to that the life of the man picks meaning. Okay? And that doesn't happen just by a timeline. It also happens by an atmosphere. There are places you must be that your life must pick meaning. Are you what I'm saying here? Saul came to the company of prophets that were prophesying, and he also prophesied. And there was a proverb to that accord that Saul also amongst the prophets. That's an atmosphere. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's an atmosphere here, and there's something God is doing. I am too aware. You can't take that from me. Okay? I was speaking to one of my sons yesterday, and I said, it's like people are carried away. Okay? Because the vision for this city between now and next year is 4 branches. So it's not, you know, that's the vision. Okay? And God is going to use you mightily. So, yeah. Are you following what I'm saying here? But I sense to tell you that you are in that phase where your life enters meaning. It is well defined. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lift your hands and give God praise. Lift your hands and give Him praise. So take it, take what belongs to you before the entire city start running down. Take it now. Is that clear? Is that clear? Because that the city will run down is a settled man. There's nothing you can do to stop that. You can't help it. Except we didn't start. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so there's somebody here. God is changing the order. So you were going a direction and then He's been whispering it and say, no, it's the opposite. Yeah. I don't know who you are, but pay attention to that. And one of the ways you would, because it's dangerous to receive a word that is not yours. One of the ways you will know that a word is yours, okay, is that it will always be a confirmation. The Holy Ghost will be the first speaker. It will come secondly through word of knowledge or word of wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? Good. So pay attention to the one the Holy Ghost said and confirm it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that what I want to teach you briefly this morning is one of the most important teachings I've ever made. Something very, very important. Every of my teaching is very important. And like I told someone that I'm not trying what works. I know specifically my assignment. Okay? So I pay attention to the preparatory operation of every message. Because I know a generation is feeding from them. Are you following what I'm saying here? 1 Samuel 17 verse 34. There's something you have to do in life and you have to do it early. And I'm about to teach you that this morning. 1 Samuel 17. If you can project scriptures, I'd appreciate it. 17:34. Alright. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear. And took a lamb out of the flock. Okay. Now, please listen attentively. Most times when you see shepherds who keep sheep, as they are nomadic in nature, you know what that means. So as much as they do that, lead their animals, their cattle, to different territories to feed. Okay. They have specific places that they lead them to. And sometimes one of the things that happens is that there are also wild animals, all right, that terrifies that atmosphere. Are you following what I'm saying? Or that terrorize that environment. So it didn't seem to me that the lion and the bear were new guys around that field. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, as at this time, when David was speaking, he was 17. In 1 Samuel 16, when he was anointed, he was 12. Okay? So, we believe, theologically speaking, that the whole event began to unravel, all right, between 12 and 17. But remember, when Samuel came to his house at 12, David was in the field keeping. He had early commencement. Are you following what I'm saying here? He had early commencement, but he said a lion came and a bear. So, I want to assume that these wild creatures were already used to killing from the sheep. Maybe not from Jesse. Maybe from other guys. Okay? They've been used to coming. They steal after a lion is a lion. Roar, and then all the farmers run and steal and go. But this day, they met a wrong person. They met a strange guy. The one who will say, I'd rather die. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you are keeping sheep, a lion comes to the sheep. Are you following what I'm saying here? And the lion goes after your sheep and didn't touch you. You will share testimony in church. That you won't believe I was keep. Are you? Do you understand what I'm saying here? But that's not the mindset of David. The mindset of David is my testimony is not complete because I'm preserved. All that God has placed under me must be preserved. Now that's a dangerous one. Okay? So this day the lion came and he was surprised to be met by a teenager who won't let go. He said, I went after it and took it. And when the lion rose against me, I caught it by the beard and smote it. So it was like he went and said, give me my thing. Nonsense. Then the lion charged at him, said, me, and you are finished. He said, I caught, how do you catch a lion by the beard? Okay? So I caught it by the beard and I killed it. The same thing a bear. Sometimes there are lions can weigh up to 250 kg. Okay, if you lift 250 kg, they will have to help your spine. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You may not go back home the same way. So if something like that should fall on you, that's something. Are you following what I'm saying here? And sometimes they can be 9 feet tall and long. They are majestic in nature. Please follow what I'm saying here. There are lions and bear that others have allowed to exist. Your generation must stop it. That's where I'm going this morning. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are lions and bear that others have allowed to exist. Your generation must what? Stop it. So what I want to teach you this morning is kill that lion on time. Kill the lion on time. On time. 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. Alright. Give us that scripture and I'd like you to listen attentively. 1 Peter 5 8. Now look at it. It said, be sober, be vigilant. Because what? Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring what? Lion. Walketh about, seeking for whom he may what? Devour. Now, please listen. Listen. That sheep, let me dwell a bit about church, okay? That sheep that David helped, the sheep life was preserved because of the shepherd, not the strength of the sheep. Listen to what I'm saying here. Now, the devil understands this. Follow what I want to say is a very important statement that will help you. Okay? The devil understands that there are battles you can never win yourself. Not because Jesus didn't die for you too, but because it takes some level of spiritual stamina to overcome certain obstacles. Are you following what I'm saying here? But he also knows that the fact that you can't win it yourself is also a sign that you are not spiritually intelligent enough to discern those that God has placed ahead of you that can help you conquer those things by sometimes a declaration. So listen to what I'm saying here. Sometimes the things that cause offense in church is the devil arrogating a sheep against the shepherd so the lion can take the life of the sheep. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, while I was coming this morning, I just saw an article and I began to read the article. And it was a very serious article. Okay? A man was on his deathbed in the hospital. I don't know if this is true, but I mean, it looks like the fellow who wrote it is true because what she wrote at the end. The husband and the wife had disagreement and they've been divorced. They separated for some couple of years. I think about 5 years. And finally, the woman received a call. Your husband is in the hospital. And she got there. They began to apologize to each other. Sorry for the things we have done. We can start afresh. She was crying. The guy was crying. Said, let me go home and cook for you. She was excited. I've not been able to cook for him in 5 years. I can do that now. She went home to cook. She was still making the food. They called her. The guy is dead. Okay? She went back to the hospital. She was, just when you think you have him back, they said the guy is dead. So now the responsibility to move the body from the mortuary and all that for burial was on her. So she received the key of the house, the key of the car that she had not entered in 5 years. She went to the house and found that the family had been sending concussion, herbs, that he was drinking, that damaged the kidney, which was what killed him. Now, the woman was crying because her presence in his life, she was scrutinizing everything he drank. Okay? So, sometimes the devil intentionally wants to do something. He wants to create a spacing between you and the valiant men. If you don't accept that, one of the things you have just signed up for is that you have signed up for a system to show you your level of strength. Pride is real. Arrogance is true. Okay? Once it is settled in your heart, the one who sees all sees it. He's going to always humble the proud. Okay? So what he's going to do is that once he sees it, that you believe it's me, forget it, it's okay. You have qualified for an exam you should not have written. And the end of that exam is like Nebuchadnezzar. When it occurs to you that this is my limitation. And that's why many young ministers die young, because they rate themselves based on the size and the color of ministry. Are you following what I'm teaching you this morning? This is very important. Pay attention to that. So the sheep, the testimony of the sheep is the blessing of a shepherd. That's the testimony of a sheep. To be blessed with a shepherd, the one who will not let go. Are you following what I'm saying here? If you have shepherds that can wait on God on your behalf in the place of prayer and fasting, then you are blessed. And I appeal to any man of God that finds this message to listen to. It is not a good track record if you have the record of sheep dying under your watch. You are not God, but you must do your part in prayer. Is that okay now? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me go to where I'm going very importantly. Said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary. Say it again, your adversary. Can you give me this scripture in Amplified Translation? The word adversary, there is a very detailed word. All right? Your adversary, the devil. The devil is not your friend. He's a foe. All right? Your adversary, the devil, all right, as a roaring lion, walketh about. He said, this is a serious one. He said, be well balanced, temperate, and sober of mind, vigilant and cautious at all times. That is, you don't really have the time to throw away caution. Are you following what I'm saying here? Okay, one time I enrolled in a boxing school, and the way I dropped out of the boxing school was that some of us felt that we have learned certain things at some point. Then they brought one of our seniors to come and spar. There's something called sparring. Okay? And the person they brought to spar with me was a girl. I was excited, but you don't touch a woman. But at the same time, I felt this one is in trouble. Even if I will not damage you, but I will try to do something that you won't go well. Okay? So I just conclude that this is a girl. The mistake I made was that I didn't ask, what kind of girl? Do you understand what I'm saying here? The girl stood, was just looking. I was doing jumbo. When she faced me for like 2 minutes, they had to deliver me from her. The experience I had that day, I said, I'm done. If this is boxing, if a girl will do this to me, a guy, I will be finished. That's how I dropped out. Okay? So, listen. When you are in a fight, you don't have time to throw away caution. As a matter of fact, if you're in a boxing ring, okay, your hands must never go down. Because the most important part, your opponent is target, is your head. Any other punches at any other part of the body is to the degree that the head will be exposed. If you're going to secure a knockout, you want to knock out the head. Somebody say the head. Come on, say it again. Say the head. Okay? So the devil wants to knock you out of a fight. He wants to knock you out. And when you knock a man out, you knock him out of consciousness. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So, be guarding always. You have no time to lower the guard. There's an adversary. The same way boxers are in boxing ring. You are in a ring with an enemy that wants to give you a knockout punch. In fact, he does not just want to, he wants to knock you out in a way that you will never fight again. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why if you study sometimes and thank God for the provision of mercy. Because what the devil does to life many times is powerful enough to ensure. You look at the damage he wants to inflict when you make the tiniest mistake. He wants to make sure that even when you repent, the sky is so big you will never be able to come back. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's a very important thing you must learn this morning. Say it loud and clear. I am aware that the devil wants to knock me out. Say it again now. Yes. So what that means is that those temptations are not just sweet feelings. They're a knockout attempt. Temptations are not just, oh, he's trying. They are attempts on your life to knock you out. You must call it what it is. Are you following what I'm saying here? You must call it what it is. Now, we read a story in Genesis 34 from verse 1. That one day, Dinah, the daughter of Leah that she bore to Jacob, went out to see who? The daughters of the land. And Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, saw her. He took her. He lay with her and he did what? Defiled her. Okay? It was just once she went out. But it was enough for her to be knocked out. You can't lose God. And there are on many fronts. Sometimes around your blessing. Are you following what I'm saying here? A servant girl told a master called Naaman that there's a voice in Israel. It can cure your leprosy. Alright, leprosy is highly contagious. The reason they separate lepers behind the city wall is that you don't even want to breathe the air they breathe. Are you following what I'm saying here? It is highly contagious and it has marks that are distinct. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, the man was a captain but also a leper. A captain who can't live with a fellow soldier. That's a very serious one. The little servant girl must have been condemned to him, okay, because she's a servant. And she said, there's a man in Israel. He can cure. The man would not even come out. And prophets can sense despise. And sometimes prophets act to show that this is God. Just get out. But the other guy who was serving there lowered his guard. And he said, my master said I should collect everything. And he inherited leprosy for life. Are you following what I'm saying here? There's no scriptural record that mercy caught up someday. But it must have through the blood of Jesus. If not, we can almost say that any leper you see, trace them to that family. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tell your neighbor, you don't have room to lower your guard. There's an adversary that wants to knock you out. The devil hates seeing you in the race. And he wants you out. Now, listen, you don't understand what I'm saying. I said the devil hates seeing you in the race. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. I think I was teaching the men at Men's Corner, and we have started. So I told you guys, the men, while I was teaching them, that one of the wrong statements to say is the question, why me as a man? When bad things happen, when the devil comes after your life, you don't ask why me. Why me is another expo, to him, that you don't even know who you are. If the devil is attacking you and you ask the question, why me? You have given him more information that you are ignorant. If you are the devil and you know what your future is, will he not attack you? Are you following what I'm saying here? And the reason why many of you don't understand it is because, listen to what I'm saying here, you do not know the size and the magnitude of what God wants to do with your life. These things don't come as full pictures. They are gradually revealed as you obey and follow. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the devil is coming after you with a very strong magnitude. You are just asking, why me? Instead of you letting it, you should have made it clear in your heart that for the devil to come like this, then there's something about me I may not know yet. Is that clear now? For the devil to be coming the way he's coming, the temptations you have escaped, the cry, the tears, what is he after? Because he's definitely after your pleasure. There's something he's coming for. When lions pursue, they pursue for a catch. Are you following what I'm saying here? Lions don't just run. Alright? The Bible says that they turn not aside from any other creature. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, put your hands on your chest. There's something the devil has seen in me. And he's after it. And I will know it also. Okay? So, if you, listen, let me share this story with you. One time I went to a place in Lagos called Obalende years back. So, I was on a boat. I saw some four boys were trying to rob a girl. Okay? I had to shout, thief, thief. But I didn't know they don't talk like that in Lagos. I'm what kind of setting? You want to rob someone, we can't help the person too. So they marked me. One did like this. They marked me. So, it was close to the bus stop. So as the bus dropped us, I was back in a school bag. So the boy began to follow me. So I knew that this boy was after me. Okay? And the training I received in Kano, this is not ministry training now. I received one training that there's something about this hand. I don't miss. Just give me a stone. I don't miss. So I said, this one is not the one who do with Holy Ghost fire. I picked a stone. I showed him. I was going. He kept following me. I picked another stone. I showed him. They will carry you from here. And I won't miss. If you have seen me try one or two, you know I won't miss. So he kept following. So I was moving my back. My bye. Okay? Now, I could have that, and he went back. He turned back because he must have, this one said he's crazy. When you discover that a thief is coming, but this kind of thief is a thief that has been disarmed on the cross, all you have to do is to be vigilant. Listen, this one is not the one that will rob you if you are vigilant. So he said, be sober and be what? This one can't rob if you are vigilant. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Is that a very clear example? The devil can only rob while men slept, not when they are vigilant. So the word be vigilant is a very, very strong word. This kind of thief does not have gun. One time like that, we're on campus. I had left. Okay, the boys came to gather money in my hostel and they said, you have to leave. That I understand we are friends, but the girls they want to bring to the hostel are saying they can't come because pastor is there. They say, pastor, you are spoiling our business. You are spoiling. So they contributed money and said, we're going to get another house for you. Courtesy, we your friends. Well, let's keep this friendship from afar. So I said, keep your money, but I'm going to go. So after I left, thieves came to the hostel and they opened every door and collected their phone. But there was a young man. He's been stubborn and we have warned him that this stubbornness may kill you. But he doesn't listen. Okay? So when the thief were knocking his own door, he told them categorically, he said, you can kill me, but the first one amongst you that entered this room will be dead. Are you following what I'm saying? The guys thought it was a joke. So they entered. They pushed the door open and entered. He was behind the other side. You know those stunning sticks that are around? All right? Waiting to... All right? He planked the boy. The rest entered. They overpowered him. They beat him to not... He held them. That the only way out is for me to die. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's stubborn. Don't try that at home. He said that's the only way out. You must kill me. But that you will pick anything from here. So the thief moved from trying to thief now to the need for escape for their lives. And as he was doing that, all right, those local vigilantes were already blowing whistle and they were coming. It was when they came that the rest discovered that what the thieves were holding was not gun, it was a plank. Are you following what I'm saying here? Meaning that if everyone had come and taken their stand, all right, they would have disarmed these thieves. Are you following what I'm saying here? At first, the guy looked like he was stupid. Well, it was stupidity because of the day they will be holding something more. Are you following what I'm saying here? But at that point, the rest were the ones that were stupid. Because they did not understand that these are thieves. Thieves that will sit down and eat bread and soup. Is that one the thief? So the guy, what I'm telling you is that the devil's best time to steal is when you are asleep, sir. What that means is that your vigilance counts for something. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Alright, that I have discerned that the devil is after this and I decide to put a watch in prayer. He's not going to be able to do it. Are you following what I'm saying here? He's not going to be able to do it. Now, one time came. If I'm not mistaken, Genesis 49. Alright, Jacob, don't worry, let me just quote. Jacob gathered his sons. Say, gather yourself, you sons of Jacob, that I may tell you what will befall you in the last days. Okay? The first person he mentioned, alright, was Reuben. And he said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. Give me that scripture. Alright, my might, the beginning, that's the first fruit of my manly strength and vigor. No, give it in King James. Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. But what did he say next? Okay? Unstable as water. So the instability was the entrance. Okay? But you will not excel. Thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. So the day the temptation came to enter into his father's bed, the temptation was not just for him to sin against God. It is to collect this birthright. What I'm telling you is that what the devil is after is always beyond the immediate. The problem you have is that the devil you know was a picture Nollywood painted. The devil you know is the one on costume, black. Okay? The one who does... One time I told you we pranked a friend. I used to do some very funny things, but I've repented. They will call him and prank him around 11:50 something p.m. And it was my friend. I think I was wondering, ooh. And that my friend was saying, Adewale omo ogunbo yela o. Tabapokun popo ala yin da o. If you don't know what that means, thank God for your life. You don't need many disqualifications, okay? But what we didn't realize was that it was the father who picked. And they gone somewhere to pray and they told them they wanted to kill the boy. Are you following what I'm saying here? Once the call dropped, he didn't show up at work and all that. We didn't know they have entered into marathon fasting. But it was just a joke. Attack is the best form of defense. Okay? The problem is that the devil they know is the one Nollywood painted. You don't know the devil on suit and high heels. The system of the devil is more sophisticated than your country. And his structure is better than many of your banks. He's maintained this structure for years, thousands of years. Never for once have you heard that the rebellion he caused in heaven, there was one against him in the pit of hell. We are not questioning if the devil is a better manager than God. But there's something he knows that he can put different vicious and terrible demons together. And they will do his bidding without rebelling against it. You can't manage good people. He can manage the most. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, do you understand what I'm saying? Am I going too deep? You don't know the devil who is systemic. You don't know the devil who is skillful. You don't know the devil who is intelligent and smart. You don't know the devil who operates with a sense of timing. You don't know the devil who is very handsome and beautiful. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't know the devil that is attractive. Some people have said they have an encounter with the devil. If I see him, that's not an encounter. It's massacre. Okay? And that's not a joke. Because he's been disarmed. How many of you have seen where they are beating a thief before? Have you seen one? In fact, they should, if they catch one with the kind of anger that is in Nigeria now, people put their frustration. And once they catch you as a thief and they start beating you, you have no justification. And you can't tell where these laughs will be coming from. Because this thief is only powerful when there's a gun. The same thief will be begging when there's no gun. And the Bible said Jesus spoiled principalities and what? Powers. He made public display of them. Say it, we have the victory. Come on, say it again, we have the victory. Say it again, we have the victory. Now, what I'm trying to trace and show you is that what the devil is doing is specific. You must understand. Listen, I showed you that in boxing, okay, once a fight is going on, both the hooks, the jabs and all that, they are to the hand that the head is exposed. You might have several temptations, but the devil is after one thing. And sometimes he wants to use many things to get that one thing. If I can't get that one thing through lust, I will get it through what? Hatred, through offense, through bitterness. One thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you, what is the most important thing that the devil is after? So, it was when Reuben came. Please give me that scripture. And Reuben stood in front of the father that he discovered that the urge to sleep with his father's wife, alright, that urge was not an innocent urge. That urge was to the hand that the birthright will not go to Reuben. He will be stranded. And this day, every father will go back to their children and say, this is our own blessing. It was Joseph amongst them that was not a tribe. He became two tribes. Okay? So, Judah will go back and say, oh, this is our own reality. Naphtali will go back. Reuben will go back home. But the day the father spoke that word was not the day the devil stole it. That was the day it became obvious what the devil... When this conversation was going on, Joseph was here. I asked you, what do you think is how I would have been finished the muscle if I had gotten in with Potiphar's wife? And listen to what I'm saying here. And I can show you through timeline of scriptures that the temptation you are experiencing, as we study the patterns in scripture, it is very certain that you are not the only one experiencing it at the time you are experiencing it. So when Reuben was nursing the urge for his father's wife, Potiphar's wife was nursing the urge for Reuben and for Joseph. Different individuals, the same appetite. And what the devil wants to steal is the same thing. Okay? There is something God has designed your life for. And for anyone to enter into it, there's an exam you must write. You may be in London, another one is in Kano. The examiner will come and set the questions around the same time. Because there's something called rising with your own generation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Let me show you a scripture. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 from verse 20. Let's start from verse 19 so you can have understanding. Nevertheless, the foundations. Yeah, quickly. 2 Timothy 2 verse 19. Let's start from there. Follow what I'm teaching now. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of who? God. Depart from iniquity. Alright, now verse 20. Quickly. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. Yes. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel to honor. Meaning that to translate or transit from one level to another, there are certain purgings you must experience. Okay? When you pass that test, you now become profitable. In the same generation, many guys will rise around the same time. Say we are musicians. Oh, this one, they are all singing worship. And you can tell when men are at general level. This is the general level. There is a level of honor and recognition that does not come to general level. Okay? You will have to press in the place of prayer and staying with God to have compelling power to now command the attention of a generation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, at that general level, everybody is aspiring to be this, but they will all individually in the corner of their rooms must pass some exam. That it is those who purge themselves from this that will now stand out. Listen to what I'm saying here. This one is not the case of before you were formed, your mother's womb, I knew you. This one is the case of I have found a man. Do you understand what I'm saying? I have known you before you were formed. That's general level. The man that God knew must now pass certain exam. And in doing so, the devil is going to come like a wounded lion. What I'm saying is defeat him early. You must discern the devil of your father's house because that's your devil. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You must mark, trace it. What is that thing that makes valiant men become ordinary here? That same, listen to what I'm saying. You can grow up hating it and still be defeated by it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes the energy you spend hating them for what they did, you should have spent that energy loving God and praying against those nonsense. Okay? So, there are certain things you must do. I'm trying to make you understand that no temptation is innocent. While those things look like basic things and they gratify you, there is actually something you should have been meant for that you can no longer do. You may no longer be able to do it. Listen to what I'm saying. Because you are a creature set in time. And it doesn't matter how you later align. Sometimes the time is gone. So let me explain what I'm saying. Lions have a weakness. They are very fast. But they can't run for long. Okay? Once a lion runs the span of 1 kilometer, two, they are tired. So when a lion, listen to what I'm showing you. When a lion sets his face or his eyes on a prey, the lion will pursue. But it is important that the one the lion is pursuing must know that if I can have the strength to run certain distance, he will be tired. So let me explain. In the book of Luke chapter number 4, we read that Jesus was led to the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. And there he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was tempted of the devil. The implication of that word theologically is that he was tempted every day. But the devil himself now came. Alright? When he finished the fasting and he was hungry. So mean that the devil looks for the occasion of a need. What did I say? What did I say? It looks for the occasion of... So when Jesus became hungry, then the devil came himself. And listen, the span of the devil with Jesus was that he tempted him 3 times. If you are the Son of God. But you see, what you don't know about those temptations is that they are more intelligent than they sound. Look up. Many truly intelligent people don't look like it. Okay? Have you been to a system that, you know, if you are a teacher, for instance, and you are teaching in a class, and you just want to assume who will be the smartest student here? You want to look at the best dress and all that. True? But there can be a very funny looking guy there, and that guy carries something in that skull that the rest will have to pursue. True or not true? That's the way it is. Sometimes you underrate the intelligence of the devil. The temptation was not in turning stone to bread. The temptation is to prove. The temptation is to call his attention away from what he has into what he doesn't have. And that's where many people fail. You fail at the point where you lose focus from the things that God has freely given to you to the little ones you don't have. You can't have everything, sir. Are you following what I'm saying here? It doesn't matter how much you pray. There are certain things that will be withheld from you. So you can be humble and keep pursuing God. Are you listening to me? Are you following what I'm saying here? So the temptations, because for Jesus, the devil does not need him to fall all the time. He needs him to fall once. Adam didn't eat the fruits 20 times. It was okay that you disobeyed God once. If you are the second Adam that should be a life-giving spirit, a prisoner cannot set another prisoner free. Once you fall into sin once, you are a sinner. Man is eternally doomed. But by the time the devil was done tempting Jesus, the Bible said he left him for a season. He left him for a while. That pressure that is so strong on you to misbehave, make this mistake, it is not forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you can understand that sin has gestation period, and having done all, you stood your ground. Even sometimes you will cry and your emotions are betraying you. Stand! It is for a season. It will lift. Then you are promoted. Let me tell you something. I have gotten to a certain point in my life. And I begin to see the devil come against my life in certain ways. Okay? And I will get up in the place of prayer. Devil, let's make this clear. The only way what you are saying will work is that you would rather kill me. I'm ready to die. Until you start treating certain things that way, you'll be in trouble. Don't pity your flesh. Don't pamper it. Okay? See, devil, I'm going to appear before God, okay, as a bride without spot and blemish. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I'm going to have to say that all that you have given to me, I have kept, except for the sons of perdition. If you can say that, what am I not to have? Okay? But you will not. I would rather die. Because there are certain things, you must, listen to what I want to say now. You must mark certain things in your life that the devil does not need to fall into it twice. Do you understand what I'm saying? For any other sin, you can fall into it and rise again. This one, because it is a pattern already established before you were born. Once you get into it, you join a tide of a river stronger than your consecration. So it is better that you don't even begin. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must rise and fight, oh. So you don't say we are part of that move, but how come you were stopped? You must get up. It is a fight for your life. This is the kind that you lock yourself up and say, God, do something about my life. I will not be a tool of reproach. I know everything is failing me now. I have cried and cried. Listen, Paul said he cried and said the affliction was not taken off. And God said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. What I'm trying to tell you is that there are times it will look like it is not the same you. Okay? You will have and you are wondering, what has changed? That thing it is a cloud of darkness. It has only come for a season. And it will come with so much pressure, like it is going to be here forever. Don't fall. Don't fall. Are you following what I'm saying here? Discern it. Don't give the devil a, if you shake him, he will hug you. Once you give, he's going to try to make your life miserable. I declare and declare, you won't fail God. Amen. You're not saying that, amen. Well, you won't fail God. Amen. I say again, you won't fail God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And sometimes in every family, listen. In every family where you find out that certain children rise, some of them were able to rise and get into the things that others didn't get to. The things that stopped others, it visited them also, but God empowered them to say no. And they aligned to the empowerment. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The reason why some will not rise, that same reason will visit you. No, you understand what I'm saying? That's not one to say amen to. It will come. Okay? That is, what is the mistake that is cutting across everyone striving for the mantle you are striving for? Okay? What is that thing that is going to cut across everyone that is striving for the same thing you are striving for? Every one of them must, because one person will receive the crown now. All around it a race, but one received the crown. See, you must have the mindset of an athlete. And understand that this thing I'm feeling, it is not just a feeling. This is the lion. It's after something. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And in that season, it's going to bring all the pressure. So, you see, what he wants to do is that he wants to fill up your time. So when he fills up your time, see, the life of a man sometimes is also in the abundance of what he does with his time. You can't really separate the future from your routine. Okay? Grace speaks. But that grace empowers you to have a kind of routine. So the devil is interested because he knows that what builds a house is coaches of block, layer upon layer. He wants to stop a building process, then he wants to start building his own. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, because people get to start, and I said this to you last week, that when you seek God early, he will prepare you. When you seek him late, he will repair you. Because damage will become a necessity. Are you following what I'm saying here? How many of you have discerned? Now, listen, sit down. Let me ask you. I want you to pray, okay? That's why I'm teaching what I'm teaching. There are many things, mistakes. Let me give you an instance. If you come from a place where certain thing is the pattern, it means this one is on ground. It's a food you must not eat. Should you decide to taste it, there's a cooler. You will eat it and live for your children. All right, but there are other things that are also mistakes or sin, but they are not pattern. You will discover that the effort of the devil to bring you to that one that is a pattern will be stronger. Okay? It will, see, that's a level. So this one is even that you are careful. You are a careful Christian. So it's trying to bring you to this one that is a pattern. That one is strong. If he's now trying to start a new pattern with you, it's a sign you've lived decades of decadence. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, you came to a place where they've broken through, but through your life, he was able to successfully start something. And now your children will have to start praying. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to join a wrong pattern and I don't want to start one. Because every victory the devil secures, he wants to make it repetitive. Every pattern is an indication that he won in an area yesterday. Are you following what I'm saying there? The question is, I don't know if some of you don't believe you should pray on Sunday morning, but the devil also operates on Sunday morning. Newsflash. So if I ask you to pray, will you pray? Okay? These are the prayers I pray inside the bush. Somewhere I was showing my wife Thick Forest. I said, the place we used to pray there, 9 to 5 p.m., is like this. You don't know anything is there, but once you enter, the inside is plain. So there are prayers you pray in the wilderness so you can survive the promised land. Are you following what I'm saying here? Pray now so that that thing won't climb up with you. And they will now see when you, there are mistakes that when you make, they will say they are all the same. Meanwhile, that's your first time. Some will even say it's always been like that. It's always been like that. It's always been like that. So the devil wants to bring you into disrepute. Can you get up for the next few minutes and shut the mouth of the lion? Now bring the word. Will you pray that prayer? Bring the word of the Lord against him. And shut the mouth of the lion. Will you do so? Shut the mouth of the lion. Don't give the devil a space. No. Don't make room for him. Don't make room for him. Don't make room for, give no occasion to the devil. Give no occasion to the devil. Give no occasion to the devil. He's roaming about like a wounded lion, looking for womb. So there's no specific target, but anyone who is careless, whom he may devour. Oh, shaking the rogoshete. Rakate rogoshete. Let me give you one more minute to pray that prayer like your life depends on it. Pray it. Oh Lord, help my vessels, help my body. I bring it under. Okay? I put it under subjection. Under the power of the Holy Spirit. That he empowers and strengthens me by his spirit in my inner man to overcome the challenges and the temptations that is peculiar to my lineage. Trying to make me another wasted soldier. I refuse to be a wasted soldier. I refuse to be an ex-anointed, an ex-champion. In the name of Jesus, we must insist on victory on all sides, not partial victory, total victory. You must insist on victory on all sides. You must insist on victory. I refuse to yield my members. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. In Jesus' name we're praying. Sit down for a moment. Let me show you a scripture. Romans chapter number 8. Alright. Is it Romans 8 verse 14 now? Romans 8 verse 14. Alright. Look at that scripture. Very important scripture. Alright. Okay. Sorry. Romans 6:16. Romans 6:16. Sorry. Oh, thank you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You must get used to it. Okay. Now look at it. It said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to what? Obey. A servant ye are to whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death, of obedience unto righteousness. Now let me say this to you that you may not hear preachers say. In my journey of ministry, I have encountered certain pull at some point in my life that it occurred to me in the place of prayer that all it takes to say yes to this pull is to have a track record of failing at it before. You understand what I'm saying? Let me explain. All right, so I've had to do some research, all right, on cancer. And one of the things you'll find out is that most cancers are from pre-existing cancers. Maybe they were treated. Okay? But they found out that there are also some carcinogenic cells somewhere else. Or they protruded. They're already spreading. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, listen. Sometimes you have cut off certain things, but you didn't cut off the head. If you're under the sound of my voice, you have, by mistake, all right, maybe on campus, you are a leader. You've had the track record of making out with somebody under you. You have dealt with it. You have repented. Newsflash, it's not gone. God has forgiven you. You are a strong person now. But the devil has secured victory there before he will come again. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Any area the devil has secured victory before, he marks it as his territory. He's going to come back to check. Will I still find an entrance? So what he does is that if he finds an entrance once, twice, three times, then he's going to make it as his door. That is, so people get to a point where it doesn't matter the prophetic season they want to enter. The devil knows the entrance to their life. He knows that they cannot say no to this temptation. Are you following what I'm saying? It is one level that is looking for an occasion. It is another level that he has found his door. That he can come in and go out anytime. When you are praying, the prayer gets out. Go. After the prayer, just come back. Say, do this. Oh, yes, Lord. He has secured victory over their will. Can I, because you people are not looking like me at me like this thing concerns you, but no problem. Okay, but can I ask you to pray that God will help your will and your emotions? These are areas that the devil wants to come in and penetrate our lives. Will you pray it and don't pray it like, okay? You have not finished this race until you are finished. So don't pray these prayers like one who has finished. Help my will and emotions. Help my will and emotions. Help me secure victory. Help my will and emotions. Help my will and emotions. I refuse to joke with them, to make them become a powerful tool in the arsenal of the devil. I yield my will and emotions. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now sit down for a while. Alright, what I'm teaching you here is a warfare topic. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the devil is going to try to get you all over the place. He will search and check for areas that he has previous track record of victory. Okay? What I'm telling you is that if those temptations have not come back, at some point they will come back. Have you seen, something happens sometimes in the MMA world, that's mixed martial arts. Maybe somebody has dominated a weight level for a while. He has beaten everyone in that weight level. Okay? One of the things they do for their promotion is to go and check his fight history. Who is that one fighter that has beaten this person before? They give that person a contract. Come and do it again. And they go about advertising it. So and so, all right, is the only one who has ever won this guy. They did for that my boy, Israel Adesanya. Brought one guy that has knocked him out cold. When they brought the guy still did it again. It was the second time the boy found a way out. And that one was by chance. When you sing, he has done it before, he will do it again. It's not just God who is trying to do it again. The devil too is trying to do it again. Okay, so as you begin to shift towards the ladder of greatness, then it's going to be bringing them after the order of their importance and the likelihood for them to walk. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is a fierce battle that is not fair. It is not fair. Sorry, it is not fair. But it is fierce. Okay? So if you are even still falling to these small, small things, it may not even have to get to that level. We will just peg you at that point. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? You must not drink of the waters that contaminated your fathers. You must find pure streams and drink. Don't dig wells that will injure your children. The devil is roaring about like a wounded lion, looking for womb. So many are even falling for the womb. Not this one, he has not come for them. He's just checking who is the careless person around this territory. And here they are saying, I am. Their life, everything indicates carelessness. Everything communicates it. Okay? And I'll tell you certain things for free. I was able to learn certain lessons early. You don't do certain things. You don't do certain things. You don't communicate in certain ways. You don't create certain, all right, closeness with the opposite sex that you are not married to. Okay? The devil is going to come to check. Do you really believe in what you heard then? So if you are privileged to be in a place where the word is being taught, you better hear it. Just like a student in class, you are listening, but you will write the exam. I'm not sure this message is for you. Okay? Am I speaking to the right people? You will write the exam. No, you will write the exam. And like every exam, they are not funny. I've written exams before that I was crying. Okay? People believed that once Lazarus comes in, he will trash the whole stuff. But Lazarus himself has been crying. Have you tried to, I don't know what you studied, but have you tried to cram some names? And when you put it there, say, drop me. Not today. You understand what I'm saying? There are lecture notes, right? Courses you can't study without cramming. So you close the note and say, this, say, forget it. You say, let me relax, say, jump. Cram, say, forget it. Okay? But the exam is coming whether you have learnt it or not. And have you seen students who don't prepare until exam time? They may pass, but you don't find any one of them to be excellent. Check now. They will never read. Pile up. I had a boy, okay, who finished, he studied economics, all right, and he finished with the first class. Now, this boy had a structure. One of the first things he did when he got to campus was to establish good relationship with his lecturers. And as he was going, he would establish with everyone. So he doesn't really go for lectures, but he's always in touch. Okay? So when he wakes up in the morning, his routine, first thing first, he will play Open Heavens. Read Open Heavens. Then play, there's one Yoruba song. He will play it. All these, he will dance to it like an old man. Then he will get a paint, this small paint bucket. He will make a bar and drop it there. He will make it, then drop it there. He won't cover it. That's his life. Okay? Then he will finish his bath and sit down. Then he will take a portion of the bar and eat. Then he will begin to read. So what happens is that his colleagues who had gone for lecture, every time they are coming, he had paid one to always print what they have studied. So he sits with it and read. That was his lifestyle. And that's how he finished the first class. Sometimes the lecturer will tell him, well, I'm watching you close. He will go for another 2 weeks straight. After a while, he comes back. What I'm trying to tell you is that you cannot separate your lack of preparation for what you ultimately become. If you keep failing to prepare, one day you will stay at it and knowing it could have been yours, but it can't be. There's something God is preparing your life for. And listen, it is possible you are not falling to any temptation, but you are still not being prepared. It is the same thing. If we look at your life, you are not fornicating. You are not committing adultery. You are not lying. You are not an angry person. You are not offended. But you are still blank. Distracted. Not prepared. So, either ways, I've achieved it. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying here? You don't prepare in a battle. You prepare for it. So don't live in such a way that as you start getting close to that future, you know, I was not ready for this. That's a very bad reality. Nobody stays in that space and is happy. Anybody, do you understand what I'm saying? Now God has given you the platform and the stage, but there's no word, no message, no preparation. The man is blank, untaught, untrained. Can I give you 1 minute again to ask? Holy Spirit, invade my time and help me prepare. help me prepare. Invade it. I yield it to you. And I ask that you help me prepare. Help me. Sweet Holy Spirit, my life is yours. Help me prepare. Help me. Help me prepare. I yield my all to you. And I ask that you will help me prepare. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we're praying. So sit down, let me round up now. Okay? There are certain things that you must be used to winning them early. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, let me tell you. Now I sit back and I remember the days serving as a youth pastor, young people, everybody pursuing God, and the devil began to toy with your emotions. How that I will subject myself to days of fasting and cry. Many things could have been done and you will get away with it. But are you really getting away? Because the devil is keeping it. Okay? And it's going to come back. Say, remember the secret we kept together. Can we do it again? Can we do it again? Kill the lion. Kill the bear. Kill them. So there is no pattern of massacre. Okay? Kill them. And let me say this to you. If God has blessed you with an atmosphere, okay, because the old thing, the Bible said, God said the solitary where? In families. But the rebellion dwell where? In dry land. Most times, the most conducive place for you to be, you will be caught. You see, once you begin to walk in isolation, you are already done for. Isolation is the most conducive platform for you to repeat wrong patterns. So no matter the offense anywhere, don't isolate yourself from God's people. Never get to that point where you say church is calm. A lot happens to us as we appear before God. They go from strength to strength. Everyone appears in Zion. Is that okay now? From strength to strength. There's a layer we receive that we can't do life without it. So church is not just a place you come. Because you can sit and say, what is the essence of church? The essence is that it is a place of refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run him. And they are safe. That innocent belief that we can do it from home, that thing is destructive. Many tried it, they never came out. Are you following what I'm saying here? Is this simple the way I'm saying it? Okay? Because there are preachers I find my generation insult and say they don't know doctrine. But if I study my life, these were the men that God used as the boat to escape me from the water that could have swallowed me. Okay, I read the books of men like Kenneth Hagin. I discovered that his books was better for me than his messages. Okay? So, but I listened to the messages of men like Billy Akoni. You may say that they are preaching law. But we discovered that it's like those hearing this law don't have scandal. And they are careful. So, I just have to check. I mean, just be honest. Just now I've been seeing messages online. Sin will not take anybody to hell. Why are you saying that? Sin will never make God leave you. Sin will never... My God! My God! And it is very possible that a few of you are gradually beginning to believe. And you will discover that that belief is actually there because there's something set aside for you. The devil wants you inside. But it needs a body of... Because he knows you like the word too, but you have a weakness. So it needs to get you in doctrinally. That one is the way to permanent it. It's like you nailed the coffin. Sin won't take anybody to hell. Sin... My God. What destroyed Samson? What finished Reuben? How did Saul enter the house of David? What necessitated the coming of Jesus? Why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Okay? Why was the world flooded the first time? Why will this earth roll away like mat? Sin. As Christ paid the price, yes, but you have to enter into him. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen, if you already have a doctrinal persuasion that is about to nail the coffin on you, change. And sometimes, as you enter a certain season, change your teachers. Because sometimes, not all teachers can teach you for all seasons. Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? Can we pray? As I'm done. It's a very simple prayer. My Father and my God, help me. Help me to stand strong and to serve you and to finish well. Please pray it. Pray it. I can't do it by myself. I can't do it on my own. So I call for your help. I call for your help. No, there's no way I can do this myself. There's no way I can do it on my own. Okay? So, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now, let me say this to you. By the grace of God, I've been doing this thing for a while. Okay? One of the things I found out is that every time people rise with strange voice to begin to say strange things, it doesn't take time for us to find out that there are things on ground they are using that doctrine to justify. If only you'll be patient in the body of Christ, you'll see many things. Many life will begin and fold up before your very eyes. It's patience. And if you're a young person who jump after every order of doctrine, Bible says unstable as water. Okay? In fact, Ephesians 4 verse 14 says that we will not tolerate babies in the way. We said that no more infancies amongst us. Not tolerate babies in the way. Small children who are easy marks for impostors. In fact, King James says those who are carried away by every slight of doctrine. You must be rooted in doctrine, sir. You are flexible, but there are some goalposts that won't shift. God will always be angry against sin. Don't let anyone kill you. Are you following what I'm saying here? And beware of preachers who see every preacher as false. You must know when a man is sound and when it is arrogance talking. We brought someone to our meeting. And I said, we won't bring him again. Because I noticed a quiet undertone to despise other ministers. We don't do that here. But we must warn you from those who can finish you before you start. Thank God for grace. I teach grace now. But that's not, are you following what I'm saying? But it is grace and truth, sir, not just grace. It's grace and truth. We must balance it. Are you following what I'm saying? This is a sound of warning to those that doctrine is actually establishing a pattern. And when the preachers are swept off like wind, yes, somebody's life that has been destroyed. 2016, 2017, in this nation, many young people were destroyed. They were wiped off. It was a wave. They began to insult. They said they will end the ministry of the fathers. Those who were there before their parents were born, who have been serving God in prayer and fasting, and you think suddenly because you found a doctrine, God will do away with them. Do you know what it means to have a track record? And they were saying they will be nothing now. One was speaking about Pastor here. They said they call you spiritual father of Nigeria, and you don't believe in eternal salvation. You are a spiritual baby. And years back, he was praying in redemption camp. Arrogance does not build this. God gives grace to the humble. Are you following what I'm saying here? Take this warning. Okay? Take this warning. Take this warning. We honored one of the fathers in the body of Christ. He called me to his office. He said, kneel down. He brought out his bottle of oil. He said, this is the oil. He said, my father, Pastor here, the boy gave me this oil. I don't want to go into that. He said, kneel down. Began to release words. It came true or not. Sir, to get to territories and speak the way we speak is not about what you know. It's about what is working on you. I'm going to have to balance that. Certain things are not knowledge. They are covenant. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Okay? I see a new season coming for you. Amen. And I see a new wave of victory. Amen. And I see God strengthening you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.